Here's a way to wake up, and this is a very good kind of way advice for daily practice, okay? When you wake up, do not wake up to the news or music or something like that. If your alarm goes off, you know, what do you wake up to? 500 soldiers in, you know, so-and-so did this and that. I mean, your first thought in the day, you know. U.S. bombs on, you know. I mean, if your first thought the day when you're waking up, you don't want all of this, you know. You don't even want, and the Dow Jones is up 400 points. You may like that news, but that's not what you need to hear first thing in the morning, okay? So it's good, you know, if you have a beeper or, you know, whatever it is, you wake up. Before you get out of bed, generate your motivation for the day. So three elements in this motivation. First, you think, one, most important thing today is that I don't harm anybody. Isn't it? It's more important than going to work, more important than seeing my family. Most important thing today is that I don't harm anybody. Second thing is that I benefit others. I help others as much as I can. So today, as much as possible, I want to help whenever there's a possibility. Third important thing is to have a long-term motivation, in this case, enlightenment. So I'm living today, but my long-term purpose is to become a Buddha, to become an enlightened being, so that I can really have all the compassion, wisdom, and skill necessary to benefit everybody most effectively. Okay? So you generate this motivation first thing in the morning. And it's very, very good because it gives meaning and purpose and structure to your life. Yeah, what's important for me today? Well, if we think about it, isn't not harming others the most important thing that you do? Isn't it more important than making money? If you had a choice between making $1 million and not harming somebody, what's more important for you to do today? You know, really, think about it, really, at the end of your life, when you look back on today, November, what is it, 27th, at the end of your life, what's going to have benefited you more, having made $1 million today or having not harmed somebody? When it comes to you reviewing your life when you die, what's going to be more important? If you think about it, at the end of the day, you know, isn't feeling good about ourselves and our own inner peace of mind much more important than money? Did you ever hear of anybody on their deathbed saying, "Darn, I should have worked more overtime"? No, nobody regrets not having worked enough when they die. They regret having harmed others when they die, don't they? You know? When you see your aging parents and aging relatives and what makes them sometimes bitter or angry or unhappy, I think sometimes it has to do with harm done earlier in the life to people and so not feeling peaceful inside. You know? So it's actually much better, really, most important thing for our own benefit and for others' benefit is that we don't harm. Okay? And then second, when we have the opportunity, help. And then third, have that long-term purpose of wanting to become a Buddha. So we have a long-term meaning and purpose to our life. If we have that long-term meaning and purpose, then a little bit of ups and downs in our daily life is no big thing. Because, you know, yeah, if I have the long-term purpose of enlightenment, I can go through some, you know, some difficulties right now. It's okay. I can endure this. I can experience some hardship if it's for the long-term purpose. Okay? So, those three thoughts, first thing in the morning.